This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Very special day today for me. Happy birthday, Mom. Talking about my biological mother, who died when I was 4 years old, about to turn five, the month after her death. Today is the birthday of my mother. She would have been 74 years old today. Instead, she died at the age of 24. 50 years celebrate, well, if you want to call it a celebration, it's a celebration of her life, but it's also the year that I can say is the 50-year celebration of the death of my mother. She died on May the 1st, 1968. Can't even tell you the level of impact that her death had on me. No, I mean it. I can't tell you. I don't know. It's something I've soul-searched on for years, and I'll tell you this. Having lost my mother, and obviously my grandmother, grandparents adopted me and my brother, so it looks like there was this continuity, but it wasn't. I tell people all the time, on May the 1st of 1968, not only did I lose my mother, I lost my grandmother and my grandfather too. Because when your grandparents have to take over and become your parents, you lose your grandparents. The unfortunate thing about being young and black and poor is black folks don't tell you, yeah, we're going to get you into therapy and help you understand what happened to your mom. On May the 1st, 1968, my mother died. I watched my grandmother get carried out by orderlies when she went to pick my mother up at the hospital for female surgery is what they called it. I remember them describing it as that, and I was like, what the heck is female surgery? Asked my grandmother, why is mommy going to the doctor? Baby, she has to have female surgery. It was a day surgery. And my grandmother goes to pick her up. Next thing I see is my grandmother coming out crying, being carried by orderlies, her head tilted back and her eyes rolling back in her head. And she had to drive home with two little kids that didn't understand what was going on as she wept in that car. And when she got home, started calling people, telling them that my mother had died. Her best friend. My mother and grandmother were best friends. They would sit on the front porch on our house at 2235 Hayes Street. And my brother and I would be inside in the living room playing. But we could hear them through those, you know, those window air conditioners where the air would come. You could, the vents would be there. You could hear them through that window because they had these little accordion things that made the air conditioning fit the window. Because it never fit the window perfectly. So we'd hear their conversations, and, you know, I didn't care what they were talking about. We were busy doing what we were doing, usually playing marbles or something like that. And so much respect my grandmother had for her daughter and my grandfather, who was her adopted father, the only father she really knew, because her real father, my real grandfather, was an alcoholic, and my grandmother had left him. But, you know, they would sit out there, and my grandfather marveled at the intellect of my mother, how she would debate people. My grandmother said to me, Kevin, you have the identical way of your mom. You debate people in a way that shuts them down, but you do it, you do it nicely. Sometimes they don't even realize it's happened. So for you guys that go, Kevin, you're so good on Fox, man, I love it when you're on Fox. Let me tell you, I got it honestly. It's my mother that did it. May the 1st. On May the 2nd, I would wake up the next day, that day, forever losing my mother, not understanding it. Trying to figure out, what is this world about? Where is that woman that used to wake me up in the morning, come give me kisses, sit me down at that little table while I had my breakfast cereal, made sure my clothes were right, got the, as my grandmother would call it, the matter out of your eyes. You know how you get that crusty stuff in your eyes when you sleep? And sent me off to school, and that was my routine. And on May the 1st, that routine was interrupted. May the 1st of 1968, never to be repeated again. So not only was I dealing with these issues of my mother dying, my dad being in prison at the time, my dad didn't make my mom's funeral. He didn't make his mother's funeral. And I could go on. Deadbeat. So anyway, today would be the 74th birthday of my mom. And it's an interesting thing because I never celebrated one of her birthdays that I remember. I mean, technically, four of them went by during my lifetime. But I barely have memories of her. You know, I have fleeting ones. I remember on my fourth birthday, before she sent me to school, my grandmother and my mom keeping me out of school that day because I was thinking I was getting ready for school, and they made me a cake. And then I spent the day, I don't know doing what, but they told me, no, you're not going to go to school today, baby. And I was like, why? I go to school every day. But I was 4 years old. I remember that day. I remember the day my mom came home and she was crying because Martin Luther King had been killed. I remember that. That same year, by the way. So I have these faint memories of things, but I don't have a whole lot. So I figure, you know what? I'd share it with you guys. 74 years old. So happy birthday, Mom. The sad news is on May the 1st, I will be celebrating 50 years of her death. I mean, this is the year, but it will be 50 years that I've been without her, my brother and I. Interesting concept. I don't think about it very often. I guess it's also going to be the 50-year anniversary of Martin Luther King dying. I talked about that earlier, being assassinated. And that comes up in April. I want you to think about that. In April, I think it's April the 7th, my mom came back to the house, told my grandmother, no, she had called her to say Martin Luther King had been assassinated, and my grandmother started crying on the phone. Duh, that's not true, baby. And then when they got home, I watched them embrace and cry. And not even a month later, my mother would be dead. It's just shocking now that I think about it and put it into context. Oh, interesting. Interesting to me anyway. Well, listen, folks, don't be sad. It's not a sad moment for me. It's actually a joyous moment because I'm glad to be able to share that with you and not be completely emotional about it. I used to just break down in tears when I would think about this. Maybe it shows my emotional growth over that whole thing because let me tell you, not having my mom impacted me in ways I can't even describe to you. I hope none of your children ever have to feel that.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177 or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Educating Liberals tweeted this. Let's use some liberal logic. My AR-15 identifies as a Nerf gun. Anyone who disagrees is a racist. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. If you want to give us a ring, 844-551-8255. I was at CPAC. I didn't get a chance to spend any time with President Trump. Needless to say, security was amped up. I flew in just to have meetings about things because here's what we're going to be doing. Our focus for the Blacks for Organization, Kevin Jackson, will be to change the black vote to such a degree that we never worry about the gerrymandering and the stuff that goes on from the left. So we've already had a significant impact. Trump has double the support of the black vote that he had from when he was elected. That's according to statistics. And we're going to be putting out a business plan on what we've been doing and how that number's been impacted. Now, there are people out there going, well, Kevin, there's lots of other people out there, you know, Alan West and Star Parker and various others who are having an impact. I agree. But I believe that we accomplish more than most in this respect. One, in shoring up the conservative base, and I'm talking about the people that are going, Kevin, there are times I feel like the left is on the right track. We've dispelled that myth. Secondly, and I think there's three reasons now that I'm going to go all Rick Perry on you. The second thing we've done is those left-leaning moderates who've always felt a layer of guilt or something, we've gotten those people back to say, you know what? I've been listening to this black dude going on TV talking about these issues, and I feel better about who I am, and I'm going to lean to the right. And I know this for a fact because I ran into a lady at CPAC. I'll play her message here not too long from now. But she told me point blank, Kevin, you made me a conservative. She goes, I was a Democrat. She's a Hispanic lady. And she says, when you told me the statistics about American Indians being killed in more numbers than blacks, she goes, it hit me. And she goes, I started calling my family, because she's part American Indian, and she's like, I started calling my family going, see, finally somebody's actually speaking the truth, because she was telling this to her sons. And so she goes, you got me. And she did a video for me at CPAC. I'll post that video as well. So lots of cool things came out of it. But look, folks, that's our mission. Our mission is to make sure people understand the left are liars, man. Liberal logic. Tucker Carlson said, government at all levels played a role in allowing the Parkland massacre to occur. A larger role than we knew. Details are shocking. Here's what we've learned so far. Schools failed. Local police failed. Florida bureaucracy failed. The officer on duty failed, and the FBI failed. And this is the group of people that at every level of government, there are leftists who go, put your faith in law enforcement. Let me ask you this. If one of those kids, an 18-year-old senior, had a concealed license, could it have been different? What if a group of them did? What if the people there had reacted and had a different idea around gun culture? What could we have done? We would have saved many, many lives. In fact, I'll even go a step further. That kid would have never gone to that campus armed. If he knew every high school boy in that place either had access to a weapon or could get one easily, that the school was, you know, had already had drills for how to handle active shooter situations and so on, this never would have happened. Why aren't we talking about this? Thomas Paine said this on his tweet. He says, in under 4 days, anti-gun school kids get, quote, websites, little blue check mark, millions. And what he's saying with the little blue check mark is Twitter has already verified the organization that is representing these anti-gun school people. And just to put that in perspective, I've been on Twitter since 2011 or something. They know who I am. It's got my website and everything. We've requested on no less than 4 times for Twitter to verify that I'm who I am. Because when you're verified, people go, okay, this is the real Kevin Jackson. It's not somebody, you know, pretending to be him. So you get exponentially more people to join you. I've got 66,000 people on Twitter, which is not very many, but I would probably have 250,000 to 300,000, maybe more, right? These kids already have a verified check mark. Get this. They've got millions in a GoFundMe account. They've got hundreds of thousands of followers in their social media. And he writes this, they've never even ran a lemonade stand, but instant millionaires and stars, not coordinated whatsoever. Somebody in the Democrat apparatus has said, okay, kids, this is what's going to happen. We're going to make you instant stars. We're going to get you millions. Twitter's going to verify you, and you're going to be ready to go. We're going to put you out there for media. All you got to do is say what we tell you to say. Brandon says this, CNN, don't attack the Florida kids. Don't call them liars either. The Florida student says this, CNN gave me a scripted questions to ask that they were going to ask. CNN then says, he's a liar. Don't listen to him. So this guy Brandon is showcasing to call it lunacy is really not even to do it justice. The duplicitous nature of the left. Don't call. CNN says, no, stop calling these kids liars when we were telling them, look, we don't believe that these kids are seeing all this stuff. Then the kid goes, look, they gave me scripted stuff to say. Then CNN goes, he's a liar. You can't call him a liar, but CNN can call him a liar. And they wonder why we don't trust them. Governor Mike Huckabee says, what did I miss? Cowardly corporations push NRA, punish NRA, rather, because the FBI failed to act on info regarding the shooter. Florida sheriff had four deputies who stood outside and hid during gunfire that killed 17 innocent kids. How many NRA members did mass shootings? Zero. Dana Lash says, quote, it is not inflammatory to accurately criticize media's obsession with tragedies for ratings. What is inflammatory is presenting and allowing accusations to stand uncorrected. Millions of innocent law-abiding Americans, who are parents too, as murderers. We've done nothing wrong. See, this is what cracks me up about the left. They are constantly doing things wrong. They are constantly, it's their kids. It's their kids. Your kids, 99% of the time, are doing things by the book, the right way. I mean, don't misunderstand me. Their kids doing crazy things from time to time. But they're not shooting up schools. They're not pushing. Well, I mean, they may use drugs, but most of them aren't involved in the drug trade. Most of them are not, you know, out beating up people and gangster, living a gangster life. They're not. Your kids are going through the normal, you know, issues of growing up and coming of age. You know, which doesn't always agree with you and your sensibilities, but you've taught them, and you know they'll figure it out. But these other people's kids, these leftist kids, they are killing people day in and day out with guns, knives, humiliating them, bullying them. They're doing all the things that they claim that they stand against. It's so twisted in a crazy sense that it's hard to believe that we're even discussing it, honestly.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
In New York, I didn't even call the police. I wanted to, but I couldn't. My crib is too nice. It's not that it's too nice, but it's too nice for me. You know how the police are in New York. As soon as I open the door, they'll be like, "Ooh, he's still here. Open and shut case, Johnson." Apparently, this black guy broke in and hung up pictures of his family everywhere. Never seen anything like it.
Black people don't want cops around, huh? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I don't care. You could have 5,000 cops that live in my neighborhood. Good. I don't care. And I played that clip of Dave Chappelle because he obviously makes fun of the notion of not, you know, calling the cops to his house and all that. And of course, it's tongue in cheek. And I'm sure there's some of that. But generally speaking, if you don't want to involve law enforcement, it's because you're doing something wrong. It's tough for a dope dealer to call the cops. It's like when some mafioso gets shot. He's like, "Don't take me to the hospital. No, don't take me to the hospital. You cannot call the hospital. I can't go." They have doctors, you know what I mean? All these criminals, they have doctors and underground, you know, black market doctor who will treat them, you know, makes a lot of money and says, "Look, I can't make any guarantees because I don't have this. I'm not set up for this." And at the highest level, they have their own network set up for this stuff. I know it's hard for us to believe because we're going, you mean a guy, you know, gets stabbed and he won't go to the hospital? No, he goes to his own doctor. They have people that they call who say, "You got to never use my name, blah, 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 but I've got a medical facility set up," and they're making a crap load of money. Because the criminal element says, when my guys get killed or whatever, I'm not taking them to the hospital. I'm bringing them to you. They're on call 24/7. I'm just telling you, Hollywood doesn't make this stuff up. There are people that have to have a place to go that isn't in the mainstream because of the work that they do. But blacks, let me just tell you, it's funny how this whole criminal justice thing is so... Oh, It's so, again, it's twisted because that's what the left does. So you guys know we're making a film, BleedingBlueMovie.com. We're making this film about cops. And it's a pro-cop film, but it explores a lot of the negative stuff about cops as well. But we're making this film. And what got me interested, and the reason why I'm bringing this up right now and talking about the police and played that David Chappelle clip, comedy clip, is they want to bring cops, put cops into schools. That was one of the suggestions. And a chick that writes for Huffington Post, I believe, her name is Rebecca Klein. She wrote a piece, and it was that more cops in schools means more blacks in the criminal justice system. And I thought to myself, only a leftist would have the cojones to write something like that. The more cops that they bring into schools, the more black people that are likely to get incarcerated. Children. We're not talking about dope dealers, you know, gangsters out there doing other. The children that are in school, she's saying, the black kids, they're the criminals. They wonder why black people become criminals. If somebody continually calls you a criminal, you're a criminal, you're a criminal, criminal. You certainly think you are. I told you guys my story. My dad went to prison and my uncle, and I was thinking, I guess I got to go to prison. Now, I could have succumbed to that and made it true. All the men on my father's side of the family, the young men, had been to prison. Every single one of them over the age of 30 has been to prison. And there are two who haven't been. They haven't hit 30 yet. One's a dancer. He's a gifted dancer, dances on Broadway. And his brother, William. Those are the only two. Well, I shouldn't say that. I'm saying they're younger, but they haven't hit 30 yet. So I'm back to what I said. Over 30, every single one of the men on my father's side of the family has been to prison. That I know. Everyone. So you get this mentality that you're going to go. I'm probably going to end up in prison. I had never done anything, I mean, nothing seriously wrong in my life. And I thought, I've got to go to prison. I guess that's just the nature of things. So what could stop me from going to prison is realizing, no, I'm in nowhere near that environment. I don't live in an environment that's conducive. Let me put it to you another way. Take all them little white kids out of suburbia, put them in the hood, and a bunch of them are going to end up in prison. This isn't a black thing or a white thing. It is a condition thing. It's a circumstance. It's the way it is. Now, the kids who are going to school and working hard, their chances are a lot less likely for it to happen. But there are some bad kids in school. But what cracked me up about this Rebecca Klein article and what she wrote is, in effect, she's essentially promoting this as opposed to telling these kids what police presence in schools will do is it will give you a feeling of being on the straight and narrow. You can no longer do the things that might give you trouble. It's like if you're going to go do something bad and shoplift, and they tell you, man, don't go to that store. They got mega security. They got cameras all over the place. It can't be done. You're probably going to say, well, probably not going to do it. Or you go into a store and they say, video surveillance. We prosecute shoplifters. You're going to go, probably don't want to go there. So the deterrent can impact your behavior, but not with the left. The left pretty much encourage you. They tell you, oh, no, if there are more, this girl writes, if there are more cops in schools, more black kids are going to go into the criminal justice system. I would defy to her and say that's a lie. Quite the opposite is going to happen. Here's what she writes. When President Donald Trump held a listening session with survivors of gun violence, their family members of the parents of murdered students on Wednesday, much of the discussion focused on ways to enhance school security. The president recommended arming teachers, while one parent suggested that undercover police officers pose as teachers and school staff. Several parents called for more security officers at schools. There's scant evidence that more cops and security guards on campus actually stop school shootings. There's scant evidence just because there are no cops and security people on most of the schools. See, this, I'm stopping here just for a second. She knows that there's a lot of evidence that says if you have more police, you'll have less crime. It's absolutely the fact. That's a case. I mean, there's no arguing that. That's the case. You know what I'm saying? There's no arguing that fact. Armed security stops any type of thing. And I've already talked about it. There's no sense rehashing that at airports and at federal, you know, law enforcement buildings where law enforcement is there and has a presence, even armed security at some venue. You're going to have, if you've got a nightclub and they go, there are no bouncers and there's no security, and you have a nightclub that goes, they got bouncers and they have police officers who will shoot you, you're not going to have, tell me which one where the shootings are going to occur. Anybody? Anybody? So there's lots of evidence that suggests it. It's not evidence in schools because we aren't arming enough schools to give you enough feedback. But I'll put it to you this way. Common sense certainly tells you if I arm school people in schools, there's going to be a lot less shootings in those schools. But she says this. There's an abundance of evidence suggesting that more school security means more vulnerable students getting funneled at an early age into the criminal justice system. So she's saying there's been a lot of research done that shows that if you put cops in schools, black kids are going to get arrested. And here's her evidence. Black children are already more likely to get arrested at school. In 2012, black children represented only 16% of school-aged children, but 31% of those arrested. So what she's doing here, she's blaming the police because black kids are getting arrested in disproportionate numbers. It has nothing to do with the behaviors or anything like that. Oh, so what she is effectively saying is these black kids are committing crimes in disproportionate numbers at almost double their numbers in schools. And if the cops weren't there, they wouldn't be getting arrested. The solution to her is not stopping black kids from committing the crimes. The solution for her is remove the cops. That's going to help that statistic. Now, if you just care about the statistics, she's 100% right using that statistic. If you remove the cops, and we don't know that black kids are committing extortion or selling drugs or raping kids in school or whatever, then you know what? It's going to look like kumbaya. Look at all those black kids. There's no crime in black America, no crime in black schools. I wrote a piece a while back that said, if you listen to Al Sharpton, black people commit no crimes. We are just sad, you know, products of the criminal justice system gone awry, but we're not doing anything wrong. We don't even exist. There, you know, it's white lawyers, white cops, white prosecutors, white judges, white whatever. That's how we are always ending up in the wrong end of the system. And by the way, we're framed for everything. We don't do anything wrong. That's the same contention this woman is making by saying, if there's no cops, then there's no crime. If you didn't see it happen, did you know it happened?
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33-443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We're talking about if there are more cops in schools or there are going to be more blacks in prison. Welcome back. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So if black kids commit crimes in schools where they're predominantly black or whatever the school makeup is, if you put more cops there, the potential for those cops to find out about more criminality exists. Therefore, more blacks can end up in the system. The liberal solution to that is less cops in schools. So it doesn't matter. By the way, just so you guys are clear, the statistic I gave earlier was this lady wrote this. Black children are already more likely to get arrested at school. In 2012, black children represented only 16% of school-aged children, but 31% of those arrested. So her contention is it's already bad for blacks, and cops are going to make it worse because they're going to see the criminality and put more blacks in prison and all that. Well, here's the what's interesting. That statistic is skewed. Many of the schools, I know this happened in Chicago, they said, stop reporting the black crime in schools. Stop expelling black kids at disproportionate rates because it's making the statistics look bad. See, for the left, it's about statistics. It's not about results. They don't care if black kids don't behave. That's not the issue. I've been profiling these really nice, prestigious schools around the country, mostly in St. Louis. And these schools are essentially coddling black kids. They're, it's okay for them to be late. It's okay for them to be disruptive. They've got issues at home. Really? The left wants you to just dismiss bad behavior of blacks. It'll figure itself out. Eventually, if we treat them nice enough, these kids will finally get it. The light's never going to come on with leftism. Anyway, she goes on to say this, and when more cops are in school, these arrests are more likely to take place, even for minor misbehaviors. And that's going to be interesting when I get into that. But she says, it's a phenomenon that advocates call the school-to-prison pipeline. Just for the record, if you're a black kid in a school in America, the likelihood is you are already on the school-to-prison pipeline known as the existing leftist education system. And here's what she goes on to say. The more we add security or police forces and so on to schools, the more likely it is for students who are already at risk of being seen as potential troublemakers get swept up in the justice system or suspended and pushed out of schools. This was Aaron Kupchick, a professor at the University of Delaware, who studies this issue. The risk, he says, are even higher for students who are already more vulnerable. I want you to understand the use of his word vulnerable. He's saying the criminal element in these schools are the vulnerable, not the people who are the crimes are being committed against. For those of you who grew up, 30, 40, 50 years ago going through school, you wouldn't even recognize it today. You wouldn't. The idea that a young girl could go to a high school or junior high school and be raped is beyond comprehension. If you had said to me, Kevin, a girl got raped at, Brady Junior High, I would go, you're out of here. I would go, shut up. Stop trying to play her. You shouldn't joke about things like that. If you said, Kevin, some girl got raped at Brady High School, which I ended up going to, I went to the Marine Military Academy, but I would have said, you're out of your mind. Doesn't happen in these schools. And I would have been right. In my time of getting through high school, junior high and high school, you didn't have roving gangs of boys looking to, to rape young girls. And certainly in high school either. None of that stuff happened. We didn't have gangs of boys beating up other boys. You might have, fights. You had that kind of stuff. Anyways, he says, we're worried this continues to be a knee-jerk reaction that politicians have after a school shooting to not deal with gun violence issue, but instead to throw more money at law enforcement. Can you believe somebody actually said that? That's what Judith Brown Dianis, the executive director of the Advancement Project, said. It's when you have gun violence at schools, the knee-jerk response to put more security. How crazy is that? We should be dealing with these guns. Yeah, let me ask you, do you think that the guns are the reason that these kids are getting brutalized at school? When I tell you that girls are being sexually molested at school, I'm not exaggerating. When I tell you that boys are being sexually molested at school, Kevin, you're out of your mind. They're being beat up, taken advantage of in ways, bullied, you name it, and they want less people on school. What's that got to do with guns? What in the long range do you think most people are going to remember? Do you think some high school kid that's watching the scenario of Parkland play out is going to go, oh, man, these guns are in school? Or do you think that when he gets to school and young boys brutalize him and do things to him that demoralize him, what's going to last longer in his psyche or her psyche? Some girl who gets brutalized by a gang of boys that the teachers ignore, the system ignores, because they are concerned about statistics. This is crazy, folks. But this is how the left thinks. They go on to say this. There have been scattered instances in which school security has helped foil an armed intruder. And some studies have found clear benefits of having cops in schools, as these schools are more likely to have an emergency crisis plan in place and receive regular safety inspections. But these benefits come at a steep price, they say. One that could disproportionately impact black and brown students who are already more likely to face overly harsh discipline. That's going to overly harsh discipline. So, I know of instances in schools, young kids, fourth, fifth graders, beating up teachers, fighting with them. Google teacher, you know, student fights teacher, student knocks teacher out, student shoots teacher, whatever. Go on YouTube and look for those videos. You'll see them all day long. You could watch them for a straight month. You could binge watch. Forget reality TV. That, just Google it. See what I'm talking about. These people act as if the kids go to school, you know, to hear them say it, it's just these great kids going to school and these mean teachers, you know, do this stuff. And suddenly a kid snaps and goes out and decides to get a gun because they can't handle, you know, the situation of what's happening at school. But it's not the system's fault. It's not the education system's fault by any means. It's certainly not the bureaucrats in the school, and it's not the Democrats' fault who put all, you know, did it. No, it is the gun's fault for making that happen. It's got nothing to do with all the other stuff. And like I said, I'm always interested in looking for the solution to a problem because I'm a former management consultant. I can't go into a company and they say, yeah, Kevin, we've had a rash of shootings here at the company. And I go, yeah, whoa, I've seen that. You know, I tell you what, if we ban the gun, that'll stop your rash of shootings. Okay, great. Is it going to stop the rash of knifings that follow? No. Is it going to, you know, stop the rash of beatings that follow once we ban knives? No. But that's their answer. That's how leftists answer. They go on to say this. I love the idea that they want to protect black kids. Let me tell you the best way to protect black kids. Let the consequences fall where they may. See, accountability, understanding that if you come to school and you do something wrong, you are going to catch a case. You're going to end up in the criminal justice system. Unlike most people who end up in criminal justice because they got a ticket, they got to pay the ticket and they got to go to court and all that, and they get an introduction and they say to themselves, what a monumental waste of time. I speed, I get this ticket, I got to take a day off of work. I remember when I was working and I got a ticket, I remember thinking to myself, dadgummit, I got to shoot a day of vacation to take care of this ticket. That's stupid. It isn't the cost. The ticket was $275. That's bad enough because that was more than a day's pay. But then I got to take a day. So what's this ticket actually costing me? When you weigh that and say, you know what, this is better to get behind one of these big 18-wheelers and let him get the ticket and not try to zip by him because he's, you know, he may be driving 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. I drive 15 and I get the ticket. No, I'm done with that. They said this. One study found that schools with police are more likely to refer students outside the law enforcement for a range of behaviors. Get this. For offenses that are minor, like vandalism. Another study found that schools with cops had more arrests for minor misbehaviors like disorderly conduct. Just ask yourself, how bad can vandalism be and how bad can disorderly conduct be? Well, go look at those videos I told you about and you tell me. And then I love this last part. Then there's the possibility of police brutality. The Huffington Post investigation previously found schools with cops had officers that used tasers over 80 times on children between 2011 and 2016. Now, that's a lot of years. Ask yourself, why do you think they tased these kids? You think as they were checking out the tasers, they come here, kid, you look like you could be tased. I think you know the answer.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.